Right now, here's what's trending.
What's trending right now is Kamala Harris conceded to Donald Trump yesterday to congratulate him. So Trump got a call from Biden. Then there was some communication between Harris and Trump. And she gave a 12-minute speech to her supporters at Howard University. Harris speaking at Howard yesterday, where she attended. Stocks have surged to record highs as Trump returns to presidency. The rally continued yesterday. The Dow Industrials, S&P 500, and NASDAQ Composite each ended at record high levels, with investors expecting lower taxes and deregulation.
It was noticeable. I mean,
the impact was instantly noticeable. Mm-hmm. So there was that. Buffalo Bills making some acquisitions. It is Jordan Phillips back on the Bills.
Yeah, it's a great organization, great people. Familiar with it. When you come in, you see a lot of smiling faces. So that's a big deal, yeah.
Also back, Quinton Jefferson.
I'm grateful to come back to the organization, winning, and just trying to fit back in, just trying to help out what I can, and just play football again. You know, it's been a few weeks, so I'm just blessed to be able to get the opportunity to get back on the field.
Number 17, talking about these players.
Well, big bodies, number one. The familiarity with what we got going on here in Buffalo and type of men that we have in this locker room. And they've been playing really good football. I think Q had 10-plus sacks last year, if I recall correctly. And I know Phil's been... hasn't been playing much this year with an injury, but glad to have those two back. They've been, again, good locker room guys for us, and they'll make an immediate impact on the field.
I forgot his nickname is Phil. That's great for Jordan Phillips.
Takes a little bit of luck to get that.
Oh, go ahead. Play that.
Oh, this is so Tyler Bass got named Special Teams Player of the Week.
Oh.
Obviously. Yeah, I know. Oh. And I keep thinking of him in the locker room just being like, thanks, guys.
I know.
Had a tough go.
Yeah.
And then... you know, it's been a good week for the Cats, too, because that dude does his fundraising. So, Tyler Bass, Special Teams Player of the Week.
I would say it takes a little bit of luck to get that, because there are a lot of really good players in this in the league. And, you can go out there and do your job. And, again, someone else could go out and do their job even better. So, it takes a little bit of luck, but I'm grateful for it.
Bills on the road this week, Sunday, taking on Indy. Big storm. It is a Category 2 hurricane, I believe, right now. Cuba was left reeling after a fierce Category 3 hurricane ripped across the island. It's Rafael. Magnitude and impact remained unclear through the early hours of the day, but forecasters warned that Hurricane Rafael could bring life-threatening storm surges. Winds flash flooding to Cuba after ravaging parts of the Cayman Islands and Jamaica. Hasn't been good for those islands. It's been a rough go of the storms. Key West getting slammed by it. Don't know at this point whether it's going to make direct impact like Helene or Milton recently, those named storms. As it plowed across Cuba, the storm slowed to a Category 2, and it currently chugs in through the Gulf of Mexico, near northern Mexico and southern Texas. That's probably, unless it makes a weird turn, which they do, this thing probably will strike somewhere Galveston area, maybe Texas. That's kind of where it's headed at this time. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:28.
Okay. The thing, and I'm so excited that Jordan Phillips is back on the Bills because he's so good at sacking quarterbacks. But you forgot to mention Storm.
Storm?
He's got an English bulldog too. So we're like kindred spirits. I mean, also his favorite TV shows, Yellowstone, favorite movies, Iron Man.
Sure. When I saw the two of you together, I thought, yes, of course, they're like kindred spirits.
Exactly.
Twinning.
And so I just wanted to bring that up, but it's exciting to have him back on the Bills because he really can mess things up for the quarterbacks, which is so much fun to see. So hopefully he's as effective as he was back when he played on the Bills in, 2023 he was with the Bills?
Oh, yeah. He's recent history.
Right. So that's awesome. But I love anybody that has an English bulldog for sure.
This is his third time back with the Bills.
Amazing. Yeah, amazing. So he knows what area he wants to live and where to get the wings.
We need a makeup sack is what we need.
Sure.
You know how couples break up and make up?
Exactly.